so bad. Listen to this place. You know, you kind of interrupted me.
Did I?
You did. But look, before we get into all this, I actually got to give Baron Corbin some credit. I know it sounds crazy. No, hear me out. Hear me out. Look, last night he was smart enough to know he couldn't out-wrestle me. Smart enough to know he couldn't outfight me. Smart enough to get himself a referee that he knew I couldn't bash in with a steel chair. Smart enough to get a referee he knew would do anything in her power to take this title from me. But he wasn't smart enough to realize that I got the best backup on the planet.
Say it pays to be the man's man. And I would say that last night we proved once again individually why we are the champions of our division. Now Lacey Evans, that plank, out here every week, jumping lines, running her mouth, had nothing when it came time to fight. So tapped out she did. And then along she comes at the end of the night, as referee once again trying to steal a title for someone else. Well, no, not on my watch. That is when the man comes around to slap her empty head off her shoulders once again.
Thought last night was the last we'd hear from Baron Corbin. You were dead wrong. The Lone Wolf has to be very disappointed with what happened. Oh, from behind! Lacey Evans assaulting the Raw Women's Champion, Becky Lynch, from behind, and Becky turning the tables.
What happens when you show up in heels?
And the ball is now underway, and Becky said, let me take care of my business. And Becky right back after Lacey. And look at Lynch go. And here's now Baron Corbin. And Corbin goes after Rollins. And Rollins and Corbin going at it. Sling Blade takes down Corbin. The man is taking it to the sassy Southern Belle. And the Bexploder. And Lacey Evans and Baron Corbin in retreat. The sneak attack fails.
In and house.
Tried to lay the trap and it backfired.
Walk down that ramp, get in your car, go to the airport, fly on a plane, go home, put on an apron, and make a sandwich for the man, because she's handling all your business.
Yeah, Becky, get your little girl on out of here, unless you want me to get my hands on him again.
You know it. You know it, and all of you know it, and if it wasn't for Becky last night, I would be Universal Champion. And you know what? I picked Lacey for a reason, because she's the only real woman we have around here. Matter of fact, I take Lacey Evans as my mixed tag partner against you two anytime, anywhere.
Oh, Mr. Corbin, I accept that invitation. As a matter of fact, how about we make that match happen at Extreme Rules?
So desperate to get your head stomped in and your arm torn off, that's fine with us. Under one condition. When you two dopes lose, that's it. You're done. No more chances. You don't get to get in the ring with either of us ever again. It's over. Final. Finito. Forget about it.
Stipulation.
We'll even raise you one.
Oh, will you? Because your stipulations seem to be working out so well for you, right? All right, name it. I don't care what it is. Challenge accepted.
Well, you know what, buddy? You should care because you're Universal Champion and you're the Raw Women's Champion. So Extreme Rules, you're going to put both those titles on the line, and it's winners take all.
I can tell you what, let's see if we can get that unique mixed tag team match made official for Extreme Rules. Can you
change the remote?
I don't know. Ian Woods looks like they're in decent spirits here coming in tonight. Two shots.
Kofi's not out here. Kofi has a match with Sami Zayn later on tonight.
And their tag team partners at a combined weight of 479 pounds, Jimmy and Jay, the Usos!
Yo! Tonight, it's the challengers versus champions. We got the New Day and the Usos versus the Raw Tag Team Champs,
a.k.a. the Little Rascals.
And we got the SmackDown Tag Team Champs,
a.k.a. SpongeBob and Patrick.
Hey, either way, we're gonna lock them down.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
So this is a unique matchup here tonight because it's elimination. So once one member of a tag team's eliminated, then the entire team must head back to the locker room. So you can find yourself in some unique situations here tonight.
First time we have ever had both sets of tag team champions competing alongside one another.
Yeah, but how about the Usos and the New Day, two of the greatest tag teams in the history of WWE on the same team?
Let's be honest, let's not forget about the long history between these two teams. New Day and Usos responsible for some classic matches against one another. Can they work together?
They seem to be good right now.
The bell hasn't even rung yet.
Yeah, but come on, they're in good spirits. They've got a lot to prove here tonight. It's a huge opportunity.
You're starting to sound like Saxton. Since when did good spirits help you win fights?
That
matchup underway, and Daniel Bryan will appear to start things off here against Xavier Woods.
See, you've got Xavier Woods and Big E who came up short last night. Meanwhile, Daniel Bryan and Rowan successfully defended their SmackDown Tag Team Championship in a pretty epic encounter with Heavy Machinery.
Yeah, that was a heck of a matchup.
Wait, we've already got Dawson tagging himself in.
Yeah, talk about not getting along. Dawson will start this match now, apparently.
Well, there aren't too many people on Earth that Scott Dawson gets along with, not named Dash.
I believe based off of Twitter, they all wanted to have a small package off.
And think about the egos involved on that one team. You've got the Raw Tag Team Champs and the SmackDown Tag Team Champs. I'm sure each of those teams believes they're better than the other.
There's a great deal of pride for your particular brand when you're the SmackDown or Raw Tag Team Champs, or any champion for that matter.
Scott Dawson, tag is made, but Big E is now legal, and Big E has returned from injury with a vengeance. And now the double team from the New Day.
Watch the height.
Big splash by Big E, leg drop by Xavier as well. Cover now on Dawson, kick out.
Big E, weighing in over 300 pounds, possesses otherworldly agility for a man that size.
He's an insane athlete, so much fun to watch.
Dawson, the attack is made there. Rowan,
I don't know if he realizes it.
He does now as Rowan plows him over. and knocks Xavier off the apron as well.
Big Redwood Rowan just imposing his will on Big E. Not too many people on earth can manhandle Big E. Rowan's doing it right now. There go the Usos.
Double
Jimmy
time.
And Jay dumped over the top rope, and now the Big Redwood Rowan with a splash. Nobody home as Big E rolls out of the way.
Impressive height on that one.
And Big E and Rowan both in desperate need to make a tag here. Rowan will make it to his partner, Daniel Bryan.
Here comes Daniel Bryan. Big E doing the wise thing, tagging out to Woods.
And Xavier Woods and Daniel Bryan now the legal man. Bryan, oh, off balance there as Woods ducked underneath, and now a couple of kicks from Woods.
Woods very capable of picking up the pace at any moment. Great agility.
Woods is moving tonight.
And so is Bryan. Big knockdown by Daniel Bryan. And again from a... right here in Washington State, Daniel Bryan in favor here in the WWE Universe as Xavier Woods is sent over the top rope.
I have a lot to be proud of here in Washington State, so Daniel Bryan's something of a legend.
Take a look at this. The champ taking a high risk.
Bryan, oh no, knocked out his own partner in this matchup, Scott Dawson.
Here comes Woods. Daniel Bryan thwarts the attempt of Xavier Woods to dive to the outside. Bryan now headed to the top.
Daniel Bryan up top. Xavier Woods back to his feet. Bryan measuring his man. Daniel Bryan with a big drop kick. And down goes Woods. A kip up for Bryan. And Daniel Bryan fired up.
This is not the usual reaction when Daniel Bryan's competing. But here in Washington State, Daniel able to feed off the WWE Universe.
A hometown advantage.
A throwback with some yes kicks.
Yeah, the kicks from Daniel Bryan to Xavier Woods right to the chest. And Woods ducks underneath. Standing switch by Bryan. Roll through, shoulders down. Bryan looking for the elimination and a kick out by Woods. Wait a minute, Woods took out his own partner. That was from the inadvertent contact earlier on in the match.
Daniel Bryan and Ron have been eliminated.
But the Revival have now put themselves up against the wall.
And making moves quick.
Because I have a hard time believing the Revival would do that intentionally.
What do you mean? You saw it. Tag made Wilder.
I'm not entirely sure Wilder didn't make a mistake of some sort.
Oh! Woods with a kick to the face. The Revival are hotheads. And now they're in a two-on-one situation.
Sever machine.
They cover by Wilder. And he got him. And it's down to the Revival's
knees. The New Day has been eliminated.
And this matchup will be reset and restarted as a tag team match. Revival versus the Usos when we return live. It's now the Usos versus the Revival in this elimination tag match. And the Usos taking out the Raw Tag Team Champions.
Again, with Aynix down to four. Usos and the Revival certainly no strangers to one another.
Usos bringing the big fight.
Oh, my goodness. And now it's Scott Dawson off the double back body drop. This is a big match for the Usos here. If they can knock off the Raw Tag Team Champions. And here we go. Matchup is officially restarted now. Usos versus the Revival. Tag team action. Up to the top rope, Wilder, no idea where he is. Here's a big cross body. Lateral press now for the win and a kick out by Wilder.
Hey, Uso nearly picked up the victory for his team. Dash Wilder certainly in a great deal of jeopardy right now. A win, even in this circumstance, would certainly do great things for the Usos' claim to be tag title contenders.
Tag made again. And the Usos now looking to put away the Raw Tag Team Champions double team.
Quick work, you get it done.
For the win, hook of the leg, and another near fall for Jimmy and Jey Uso.
Here comes the tag team fluidity. You are looking at the two best teams in the game. Jimmy and Jey Uso, obviously a tag team since birth, day one-ish. The Revival just redefining teamwork.
Oh! A cheek shot there, but a kick right in the face. Uso's former six-time tag team champions. So much fun to watch. Oh!
Great power by Wilder.
Great power slam. Kick out at 2.5.
So quickly things can change when you've got competitors of this stature.
Yeah, the Revival textbook tag team champions.
The great thing about teams like this is the more they meet, the more familiar they become with one another. You're never going to see the same match twice. They constantly learn. They constantly evolve and adapt, preparing, trying to outdo one another.
And Wilder with a big right hand again, and now a... Oh! Marrying the chest for the chop.
I can just fire up. Jimmy Uso answers with a headbutt.
Oh, God!
Hell yeah.
Talk about unique headbutt.
Kick for the Wilder. Super kick. Wilder
Ducked underneath, tag made, Dawson's legal.
Here we go,
double
plastic
team
revival.
Now by the tag team champions, face first, Dawson into the pin for the win, hook of the leg, almost had a near fall for the revival.
Based on the resilience of Jimmy Uso, able to survive, being driven face first from that height. Scott Dawson getting frustrated.
This guy's always complaining.
But they are the current tag team champions. They're on the top of the mountain on Monday Night Raw. And the WWE fans trying to get the Usos back into this match.
Most importantly, the revival are in the good graces of the best of the world. Shane McMahon will be busy later tonight.
Here's Shane and Drew McIntyre against the Usos' cousin Roman Reigns. 2-on-1 handicap match in Seguri now.
Got Dawson's done.
Dawson certainly rocked, definitely in a great deal of danger. Jimmy Uso trying to make his way to the top.
And Dawson meets him there with a right hand.
Nothing fancy there, no flips, just fists. In that case, a straight right to the jaw.
And now it's Jey Uso, tag made, Jay's legal.
Dawson's view is obstructed. I don't think Dawson realizes that Jey Uso is the legal Uso.
I don't think Wilder does either, because Dash Wilder now heading up to the top rope. What does the revival have planned here?
What do the Usos have planned?
Oh my God, Wilder. Look at this, superplex! But the legal man is Jay!
He jumped off of Wilder's back!
A splash, and the Usos with the win!
Here are your winners, the Usos!
Tag team wrestling at its finest.
We're talking about the ability to adapt, the ability to evolve, especially...
We haven't We haven't even consummated the marriage!
Fiverr is good for that.
What are you talking about?
He said his marriage was constipated.
Consummated! Now listen!
I'm trying to help him out.
Listen.
Listen,
Truth, I'm out here as a man to ask you for a rematch. Just you and me, one-on-one. No shenanigans, nobody else. Just you and me right now on Monday Night Raw, so I can win back the love of my life.
Truth, come on. He just wants to win back his wife. Come on.
No. I'm not talking about my wife. I'm talking about the WWE 24/7 Championship!
Wait, I'm getting information in my ear. Truth, if you accept Drake's challenge right here, right now for the 24/7 title, then no other competitors will interfere. The competitors are banned from ringside during that match.
Jerry Springer.
You know what? Hornswoggle, you got your match.
Ever the fighting champion.
The referee out here, the 24/7 championship is on the line, and it is on the line next.
24/7 championship match. Live next.
Power couple, they're on their neck.
In 3 weeks at Extreme Rules.
Oh, crap. Here we go. It's to punch your girlfriend in the face match. Yeah, it's nice how you put the word screw in Jimmy Hansen's out.
Roman Reigns!
must be in the ring at the same time with both Shane and Drew. No rest for the weary for Roman Reigns here tonight. The big dog's got his game face on, but he understands that he's walking in to a very, very serious situation.
A serious, dangerous situation, but as usual, absolutely no fear in the eyes of Roman Reigns. This could be an impossible task.
I hope that Roman's got some kind of game plan. This seems just unrealistic at this point. I mean, 2-on-1 handicap match.
I think you're being kind, Renee, calling it unrealistic. And look at Roman Reigns wasting a little time. A shot to Shane McMahon to take Shane out now. For the moment, at least, it's 1-on-1 with McIntyre.
McIntyre now just battering Roman Reigns in the corner. So Roman's going to fight his heart out. There's no question about that. He's going to stand as strong as he possibly can.
It's big dog strong tonight for Roman Reigns. And now Shane with a body shot sent into the corner. And here comes Reigns with his shoulders down to the midsection. And Roman Reigns taking it to Shane.
Hard move by Roman trying to eliminate and neutralize McIntyre, at least for a moment. Yeah, but now it's not going to last long.
And McIntyre yanking him out of the ring, driving into the barricade. And this is where the numbers game is going to catch up to Roman Reigns. Got to focus on two men tonight. Driven into the steel steps.
Reigns is going to look to divide and conquer, but that's a lot easier said than done when you're dealing with Shane and Drew.
And this is going to get ugly fast. This is going to become very uncomfortable. Drew McIntyre and Shane McMahon not only want to beat, but they want to maim Roman Reigns here tonight.
And let's be honest, as impressive as Roman Reigns is, it is impossible for any one man to compete against two men of this caliber at the same time.
There's no way, especially when you got Shane McMahon on the other side. I mean, he's a good
man.
Oh my God, the steps off the face of Reigns.
Just end this now.
Shane and Drew are going to take their time with this.
Oh, they're going to punish him. They're going to torture Reigns here tonight.
McIntyre was humiliated last night at Stomping Grounds. And now he's going to take out all of his angst, all of his frustration on the big dog.
Right into the back of Roman Reigns' neck.
Shane now with a shot to the defenseless Reigns. It was a valiant effort early on by Roman, and now McIntyre and Shane just picking apart the big dog. A claymore kick by McIntyre.
That's it, just count it.
Shane won't stop.
He wants to humiliate Roman. Wants to knock him cold here. And a mocking Roman Reigns. And a spear. Delivering Roman's own move to him with the help of McIntyre.
Going up one more.
Shane wants another claymore from McIntyre.
Enough is enough already. Roman Reigns, no clue where he even is.
Drew wants to make this one personal.
Now a claymore to Roman Reigns again. A disgusting, pathetic display here tonight by Shane and Drew.
Come on, man.
I don't agree with that, Michael Cole, but nonetheless, this was effective. This is what McIntyre and McMahon aimed to do, to put down the big dog.
Look at Drew holding Roman down as Shane goes to the top rope, looking for the coast-to-coast here.
No!
Wait a minute! Psychopath, come on! Come on, Drew!
Come on, Drew!
Strikes the dead man!
The fade out, unloading on McIntyre!
How's it feel, Drew? You're getting bitch slapped!
It's here, on Raw!
Hey, Shane! Come back to bitch, ain't it?
Attention to Shane! And the history of these two men as he sends Shane over the top rope! It is deafening here!
Oh, God.
Shane and McIntyre.
Back in black.
They look like they've seen a ghost.
on, boys.
Just encountered the Reaper.
Come on, boys.
Nobody, not even Roman Reigns, expected this. Talk about an unlikely savior.
But now, why did he do it? Not a question. Why did he do it?
Look.
Wendy's biggie bag.
Well,
you could wish for.
You were surprised if you hear this, and I was surprised too. That of all people to come out to save Roman Reigns, the big dog, it's the original master of the yard, The Undertaker. And I've never seen that look of shock on Shane McMahon's face, because I think his penis just shrunk. Hey Shane, how you and Drew feel? Comeback's a bitch, isn't it? Now the question is, why did The Undertaker save Roman Reigns? And they got 3 weeks for Extreme Rules. Do I smell a tag match in Extreme Rules? I hope so.